Welcome, humans, to the Better Human Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert. We're here to help you become a better human, and then you can help others become a better human. And then that ripple effect, that pay it forward effect, will make the world a better place for the future generation. Today is all about some big idea to help you become better. But it's on you. It's your responsibility. It requires your agency. It requires self-awareness. It requires doing hard things. Being a better human is not for the faint of heart. Most want to default to just doing what other people do, and that's where they get their safety, because then if it doesn't work out, they can blame somebody else. Better humans don't have time for that. We're here to take ownership. It may not be our fault, but it is our responsibility. The things in your life, the traumas, the past experiences, even the past lives maybe that have been passed down to you, and the situation that you're in your everyday life isn't your fault, but it is your responsibility. I'm obsessed with becoming a better human and bringing sovereignty and freedom and betterment to humanity. Today's idea is the importance of skepticism. The best thinkers, the smartest people, are those that readily admit that they don't know much. And they're actually more obsessed with the things they don't know than spewing the things they think they know. In a modern environment where more information comes out on a daily basis than all the information created in the history of mankind, you kind of need to be somebody that is open-minded. You kind of need to kill your sacred cows. You kind of need to not think you know so much, because the reality is you don't. And there's no more surefire path to a pathetic existence, staying stuck and miserable and lacking meaning in your life, than to be egotistical, than to believe that you know it. The caveat here, and this is what I use in my life, and it's why you might hear me say these things, and if you've listened to my other shows or content, you might think, well, he actually comes off as he thinks he knows so much or whatever. But the reality is, I actually ask a lot of questions, use a lot of examples, and the things that I would say, the things that you could say I strongly believe, are rooted in some kind of first principle. Most of what I talk about is actually trying to dispel the certainty that so many have, usually around the status quo, the narrative, whatever, and try to then create doubt and uncertainty so that people will be forced to ask more questions and analyze the things that they think they know. So it might seem that I'm coming off as knowing so much, but really I'm not. I'm just attacking the certainty, the dogma that is so prevalent in our society. I believe for success in anything, whether you want to make the best decisions in your life, for your health, in your finances, for investing, jobs to take, where to move, etc., you have to be a first principles, non-dogmatic, as open-minded, as self-aware thinker as possible. Because the things that you think you know, in an environment where everything moves so fast, faster than ever, you're probably going to be wrong. In fact, it's certain, it's mathematically certain that you're going to be wrong, at least about some things. Hopefully the things that you're wrong about aren't really huge things. Maybe, and hopefully, it's not about whether you took some shot, because everyone else was taking it. And then we figured out that, oh wow, there wasn't a lot of data behind this. And then in 100 years, they're going to look back at this time and feel bad for us for doing this. Like we feel bad for the millions that died from smoking when everybody thought it was okay, and when doctors used to promote smoking. Is that what 2021 is right now? Honestly, you don't know. It doesn't, like, even if you took it, you can't know that, right? So at least open your mind to this reality. This is the fact. The fact is, the thing we know for sure is that we don't know. The thing we know for sure is that we don't know. If you study history, you see that no human ever, literally ever, including today, has known everything or been right about everything. In fact, throughout history, most people are maybe right about a couple things, or at least close to the truth. Literally nothing. So before I get to the final thoughts here, we got to thank our sponsor, advertising partner. I don't have many of these. I'm bringing a few on. These are brands that I use, know, like, and trust. A lot of which I actually know the founders or the owners or the people involved. These are companies you can trust. Today's feature sponsor is a good friend of mine, Barton Scott. He's got a company called Upgraded Formulas. This came out just as happenstance, because he had this company and he had some testing for minerals. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So I did it. And then my test took forever to get through because I never gave him enough hair. And I kept sending and sending and sending. Finally, I got the test results and my mind was blown. It's just one of those funny stories where I'm really, really glad I got those test results. It showed all my minerals levels. It showed magnesium. It showed how I had high mercury. It showed how my potassium was low, or actually my potassium was high, which Barton told me means that I'm actually not getting enough potassium because my body's trying to retain it. You shouldn't actually have super high potassium levels. Magnesium was low, which I'm not surprised there. Iodine, a little bit low. Boron, super low. And he's got these amazing liquid mineral products, nanominerals, super, super small, so your body absorbs them. And you use that on a daily basis. I do it with my morning water. And I tell you, my sleep, and most importantly, not even just the sleep, but my mid-morning slump. Like, I always get tired like 2 to 3 p.m. after I've been working a bit, and I just like want to do nothing. And that's usually the time I want to work out. So it's not ideal. I haven't been experiencing that. It's amazing. But it's a test to me is just so amazing, so groundbreaking. So my daily stack is the upgraded memory, which has boron, iodine, a couple other things, the iodine, the magnesium, the potassium. I believe I take a copper and a zinc as well, very small amount. And they have different blends. They have a bunch of different things. Most people, if you haven't taken a test and you're not really sure where you're at, something like magnesium or potassium is probably a good place to start. Definitely magnesium, right? And also iodine, because iodine is like 97% of the population is deficient in iodine, right? So great company. Know the founder, trust them. I use Approx in my daily life. Allison's now getting on them because she's had some issues with breastfeeding. And after having her son, she has some hair loss and things like that. Minerals are integral for long-term health. This is something where when you do a test, you see on the paper, you see exactly what is going on in your body. It is very empowering. This is how testing can be very empowering. And compared to something like a blood test or other tests like that, a mineral test, a hair test gets you an actual historical snapshot of what was going on in your body. Super powerful. So you can start with your test, or even just start with the magnesium and then get a test so that you're at least getting some more magnesium and iodine in the meantime. And then once you get your test results, you can really hyper-focus about what you need to optimize for. I highly, highly recommend checking them out. It also supports the show, so I super appreciate that. Use the code BETTERHUMAN for 15% off your entire order over at upgradedformulas.com. And I recommend going to the bundles page and getting some of their kind of standard bundles, looking at the ingredients. Again, magnesium, iodine, and then I think boron's amazing. Probably most people are deficient in it, but those would kind of be the big ones. And then after you get your test, you might need more sodium, you might need potassium, etc. Then you can really dial it in that way. So upgradedformulas.com, code BETTERHUMAN for 15% off. Even Einstein's theory of relativity currently has unknowns and might be wrong in some ways. Newton's laws have some issues, especially when we look at quantum mechanics. Some of these things don't really match up. There are so many things about the universe that we just don't know. And when you accept something that you think you know as truth, especially if it directs you to maybe invest a certain way, think a certain way, vote a certain way, take a certain medical procedure or not, right? You're playing Russian roulette with your life and future. And who knows if ever one of these small decisions or big decisions could backfire, cost you a lot of money, cost you your job, cost you your life, cost you a relationship. Strong beliefs loosely held is what they say. Meaning, when you get down to first principles, you get down to things that you're pretty sure you believe and you know, you should be strong about them. You should, you know, defend them, but you should not be dogmatic about them. Dogma is defined as basically ignoring data rather than updating. So by having an open mind, you can have strong beliefs and data can come in to support those beliefs or at least give you more perspective on those beliefs. And then over time, if the data is there, you should change those beliefs or you should audit or update or whatever you need to do. And you hold those beliefs loosely, meaning if new information comes in and it just makes a lot of sense that you should update your mind, update your beliefs, then that's what you do. Now, personally, my last bit of advice before I let you go is that everything that the average person believes and they think they know, the status quo is always, 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 always incomplete. Most of the time, it's just wrong. Nutrition science, everything that they recommend for nutrition from, you know, the FDA, the USDA, the government, and all the morons that you teach it in colleges, basically, the nutritionists, it's literally wrong. It's based on really bad research, epidemiology, nonsense, correlative-based data that they've turned into this machine of marketing and millions of dollars and food companies supporting research and all this crap. It's just completely and utterly wrong. If you listen to anything doctors say about nutrition or the mainstream says about nutrition, you're going to be eating yourself into an early grave. That's not hyperbolic at all. It's literally how it is. medicine, big pharma. It's all based on sick care. It's based on monetizing your sickness. It's not based on preventative medicine. It's not preventative medicine. It's literally sick care. Investing, fiat dollars, printing, money printing. When you get into all the things that the average person either accepts or doesn't really understand, it gets pretty scary pretty quickly. This is why generally those first principles thinkers will come to things like a carnivore diet, or they'll kind of do like a paleo diet, or they'll challenge the dogma. They'll start doing a few things on their own and doing their own research, reading books, listening to podcasts. I mean, in fact, if you're here, it's likely you're one of these people. Because most of what I say is like status quo is BS, like all the time, right? Because it is. But even like investing in the stock market, buying real estate, like all these things that are just accepted, when you really dive into them, there's so much nuance here. And in some situations, for the right person, it might be right. And for some other people, it's not right. What you want to cultivate is skepticism. And beware of anybody that tells you this is right or this is the way or whatever. Especially if they have incentive to not tell you the truth. And especially if they have incentive to suppress things that are counter to whatever they're saying. Because if you're in the public eye, it's basically, I say it, it's right, that's all there is to it. There's no nuance in politics. There's no nuance in status quo pushing. It's all just this way is the right way and everything else is like a lie, or everything else is my favorite conspiracy theory. But if you want to take ownership of your life and you want to actually be able to control what happens, you have to think for yourself. You have to think critically. You have to go to source material. And absolutely none of that is conspiracy. In fact, most of these things that people call conspiracy is available on the institutional websites that are pushing the status quo propaganda. You can go to the FDA website, right? Or USDA, the government, the White House, whatever. And you can find so many of these things that if you just read it verbatim and you share that on social media, half the comments will be people telling you you're a conspiracy theorist when you're literally reading off their website. It's kind of actually insane. You would think that in a world where we have all this information, everybody has access to it, that we would just all kind of converge on truth. But what we have instead is algorithms that manipulate us. We have censorship. We have big tech interests. We have government interests. We have lobbying. We have basically an internet that has become a proxy for pre-internet, which was just propaganda, mainstream media, and big corporate interests. That's what we have now. The internet has just become a proxy for that. And it's actually accelerated to an extent that we've never seen before, which is why all the COVID hysteria in 2020 and 2021 is even happening. Nobody would even know about this if the government and the mainstream media wasn't telling us every single day that it's there. Nothing I just said to you, whether you, no matter what side of the aisle you're on that specific topic, nothing I've said to you is irrefutable. You should be able to hear these things, even if you don't like hearing them. And you should be able to think about them. And you should be able to kind of ask yourself, like, you know, if I was led astray, if I might have the wrong idea about this, or if I need to at least kind of like add some perspective and nuance to it, that's just what I got to do. I don't need to feel better about my past because I thought something then. Like, I don't need to protect my ego. I need to just seek truth. That's what you want to do. And that's going to be it for today's show. Do me a favor, upgrade it for me, support the show. And then if you're not on the Better Human Newsletter, go to Better Human. No, that's not it. Colin.coach. Colin.coach is for the Better Human Newsletter. If you want to learn more about my new company, the Better Human Company, that is going to be a for-purpose, impact-driven business that I'm super excited about, I found what I'm going to do. It gives me goosebumps. I'm talking about in this week's newsletter, which you probably won't get because this video is going to be posted later. But you can find that over at betterhumans.substack.com. You can find the old archives to find this. Or just go to betterhuman.world and get on that newsletter to get the updates. If you want to help the world, help humanity, help those living in Cuba, Afghanistan, third world countries, places where currencies are hyperinflating, where people are living under tyranny, where the governments use their citizens as basically cattle that they suck financial energy out of and oppress, then you want to learn more about what we're going to do. I'm super, super excited about it. It was an epiphany. It's life-changing. It's happened all this week, so I'm so excited about it. I will also have a link to the talk I did, the first talk on this that I will be doing lots more of. I'll have it in here somewhere. Call my coach, Better Human Newsletter. And to learn more about the Better Human Company, head over to betterhuman.world. That's going to be it. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.